The third book from Michigan writer Marty Jo Link tells her story of running a small farm near Traverse City under trying circumstances. It's called Bootstrapper, From Broke to Badass on a Northern Michigan Farm. She'll visit Schuler Books in the Meridian Mall in Okemos tonight. Current State Scott Pohl talked with Marty Jo Link about how the breakup of her marriage led to her decision to keep running her little farm with only her three sons to help her. She says zucchini was important to staying afloat.
Zucchini likes our sandy soil here in Michigan and doesn't mind our cold evenings or our humid days. And so I hadn't even planted much zucchini. I had, I think, maybe one plant in our regular garden because I knew that would provide plenty. And yet all of these volunteer zucchini just cropped up along the side of our barn that has a southern exposure. And before I knew it, our what used to be our pasture was just filled with these huge zucchini. And the only reason I learned about it is because my sons were using them as bombs to throw at each other in their little brotherly war that they were having out there. But boy, did they come in handy. We entered them into a zucchini contest at a local bakery here in Traverse City. They ended up winning first and second prize, and it was enough of a store credit to give us bread for an entire year. So those zucchinis could not have come along at a better time.
Were they judged on quantity, quality, size? What went into winning this contest?
I'm pretty sure they were judged in size. And one of them was so large that my 7-year-old son could barely carry it. It was probably the size of a watermelon. And I don't mean the round, the round heirloom watermelons. I mean the big oblong supermarket watermelons. We had a zucchini about that size. So I'm not exactly sure what the bakery ended up doing with them, but I have a feeling they ground them up and probably put them in something because I don't think they would be too tasty at that size on their own.
Tell me about your farm today. What are you raising today, and how are you turning that into an economic model that functions for your family?
Well, one of the things that we had to do to keep ourselves going that year was I had to sell an acre and a half of our land. That was pretty tragic, and yet if I wouldn't have done that, I don't think that I necessarily could have kept the place. So now I have about 3.5 acres. I don't raise livestock anymore. I'm pretty busy writing books and talking to book clubs and things like that, but I do still have a great big garden. So that is what remains of our Big Valley year. Right now, I was just outside checking on the peppers look really good and tomatoes. And again, I did plant one zucchini plant. I feel a little superstitious, like I have to have that one zucchini plant. But lots of herbs. And I now have some raised beds, which are really nice. If you have a garden, it's easier to keep the weeds down and to control what goes in your soil. So I can a lot still from that garden. We have a lot of fresh produce in the summertime. So I love this time of year because the garden is just starting to come into its own.
What's paying more of the bills now, your writing or your agricultural endeavors?
Oh, definitely my writing. Definitely my writing. My children are, my two older ones are grown and gone. And interestingly enough, they both work in the food industry. One is a sous chef in Chicago, and the other one is a cook at a very fine restaurant here called Stella's. My younger son is 16. He still lives at home, and he is pretty busy with his social life and playing soccer for high school. So there's not a lot of available labor anymore except for my own. So really, it's the writing that's paying the bills now, and that's fine.
Do you have a copy of Bootstrapper handy?
I do.
Would you read from the back cover for me the endorsement blurb that you got from a big public radio star, Garrison Keillor?
Oh, isn't that just something? A heroic comic saga of single motherhood, pure stubbornness, and the loyalty of three young sons. And more than that, an honest account of the working poor, the people who buy day-old bread, patronize libraries, rarely go to movies, and don't need your sympathy, just a break now and then.
I suspect that some people leafing through your book in a bookstore, finding an endorsement from Garrison Keillor on the back of it, consider that to be enough to buy it otherwise sight unseen.
He certainly is, I think, one of America's premier storytellers. So to have his name on the back of a book about my family is just indescribable.
Your last book, Isidore's Secret, was named a Michigan Notable Book Award winner. So I'd like to ask you about that. What did that mean to your writing career to pick up an accolade of that sort?
I was thrilled. I was just thrilled when I got that award because there's so many other Michigan authors who I idolize who have also been Michigan Notable authors like Amory Uman and Mitch Albom and Doug Stanton. So to be included in that company was really pretty special. And it also meant that the story I told in Isidore's Secret, the story about that long-forgotten Felician nun, had a new readership, and a lot of people learned about her life. So it had a double meaning to me. I think I was pleased, but I also was thrilled that people would know what Sister Yanina went through at the turn of the century here in northern Michigan.
Why don't you expand on that just a moment for people who haven't read it?
Sure. Sister Mary Yanina was a Felician nun at Holy Rosary, which is in Cedar here in Leelanau County. And in 1907, she disappeared. She was in her 30s. She had been an orphan. Her plan was never to be a nun, but she made the best of things when the mother house took her in and raised her. She got posted to northern Michigan, and she was here for a few years, and then she just disappeared. And a dozen years went by before her body was found buried in the dirt-floored basement of the church. And Isidore's Secret is about how she went from that vivacious sister who loved to play the piano to being the center of a pretty big murder investigation here.
And your telling of her story won a Michigan Notable Book Award. It wouldn't be a huge shock to see Bootstrapper on that award list next year.
Oh, well, of course, that would just be lovely. That would be terrific.
Well, Marty Jo Link, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
The book is called Bootstrapper, From Broke to Badass on a Northern Michigan Farm. Marty Jo Link will be at Schuller's Bookstore in the Meridian Mall in Okemos, Wednesday at 7 p.m. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.